From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States marks 14 years since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. President Barack Obama, along with the First Lady and the White House staff, observed a public moment of silence Friday morning on the White House lawn at 8:46 a.m. local time. That's the time when the first hijacked airliner slammed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York. Meanwhile, in New York, families of the victims gathered for a tolling of bells and the reading of names of those killed in the attacks. At the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said that despite the tragedy of the attacks, the United States has come back stronger.
And after 14 years and forevermore, terrorists who threaten us will learn this simple yet unbending truth. No matter how long it takes, no matter where they may hide, they will not escape the long arm of justice.
Also, there was a moment of silence at 10:03 a.m. to mark when one of the planes crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, killing all 44 people aboard. In all, nearly 3,000 people were killed when Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four commercial airliners in coordinated suicide attacks. Saudi officials say at least 87 people were killed and 187 others injured when a crane crashed through a ceiling at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. A sound technician at the mosque told VOA Urdu that a weather storm was a factor in the collapse. Work has been underway to expand the mosque compound. This is VOA News.